Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. It sounds like there's a little bit of background noise at your place, Carol, or maybe that's somebody else. I can be the master controller, but I try to avoid doing that. So if somebody's demuted your line, can you go back to or look on your smartphone or whatever device you're using? I heard a little bit of background noise. But Carol Noble is live in the house with us, and we're going to do a rapid fire. Both of us have experience in the first responder title, so we know how to do rapid fire. We know little pithy phrases like put the wet stuff on the red stuff when it comes to firefighting. We know, right? We know things like a structure fire, it doubles in size every 60 seconds. We know things like seconds count when it comes to a stroke or a CH1, which is a chest pain heart attack patient, right? We know things like that.
Absolutely.
So on that note, those of us who are not new to Saturday AM Live, we've heard Carol's story before. And I, first of all, Carol, thank you for today giving a few minutes of your time. There's a lot going on in the world, and I really, really appreciate this. So I want to go – I don't want to repeat what we've covered already in our previous two conversations, because people can go back and check out the recordings of that on Saturday AM Live. But if you could give a – I know this is hard because I couldn't do it. So I'm asking you to do something that I couldn't even do. But going back, because the dates and the exact times and the conversations and the people, that doesn't really matter so much. But going back over a couple decades now, your history of Sneakin and what happened, you were introduced to it, you fell away, and then you returned at a point of need, at literally a crossroads in your life. And I think where a lot of us are or can be, maybe not right now, but we come to a point of a crossroads of a great, great dire need. And I can't think of any better time when you look at the five pillars of wealth that Sneakin's based on, the core philosophies, that I can't think of a more better time, you know, more better, as sometimes the young people in our society say it. When all five of those areas are being attacked, maybe not in each one of our lives personally, but at some point, if you don't realize how vital this is, just flip on the news, folks. It's really, really crucial. And again, I'm not talking about the environmental issues. I'm talking about all the other things combined. So if you would.
Yes.
Can you do it in 5 minutes or less?
Yes. Well, just to do a quick recap, I came to Sneakin in the 90s because I was a firefighter and I was also building a construction cleanup business on my day I was off, because firefighters do that. That's just our thing. And then I, on that construction site, broke my back. I fell down two flights of stairs. And it took away my firefighting career and emergency medical technician position. Then it brought me back. They said that I probably wouldn't have walked without a walker or a wheelchair situation. And Sneakin's products helped my body perform at its optimum to be able to recover. And I was physically fit, thank goodness. And that helped. And then I did fall away due to a divorce and economy. But now, the five pillars of health through Sneakin, I basically was hit as a teacher when this love bug, I call it, because it loves to get us, attacked me back in March. And I became ill, but it attacked my finances, my mind, my body. And then it affected my family, because my daughter, her kids, and her husband got it. And it was just a snowball effect. It literally took away everything, and it tore down my spirituality because I was left alone to fend for myself. Nobody could come into the home and help because you're quarantined. And it was a psychological battle. And since then, I did recover, thank goodness. I was number 26, 27, or 28 of the state. I'm almost at the six-month mark since I became ill and recovered. Mid-September, the 18th of September, will be 6 months. But the thing that I have noticed since I did get sick is that it really tore down my body, my muscle mass. I'm presently a national, just got certified as a national coach and for regular coaching and soccer and swim. But I also got reinstated for the first aid and concussion and sports nutritionalist. So now I'm nationally certified in all those areas. But is what I've noticed when going through these courses, they totally correlate with the five pillars of health that Neekin instills in us. And it's really interesting to see how I got tore down and now I'm rebuilding. And Neekin is the only thing that has actually helped me do that. And with the immunity, the KVB meal drink, the other thing that I noticed that my blood levels for sugar levels was way out of whack. So I started using the, I can't say this, I know I'm going to butcher it, is the Bergisterol. I can never say it.
How about Bergie? Bergie.
Okay, Bergie. That's good.
You can, there's a cultural pop star by the name of Fergie.
Yes.
So just put a B in front. Bergie. There you go.
Okay, the Bergie bite. And then I use the Daily Mega 4 and the BDZ and the Omega Green plus the DHA with the green vines and the Super Siaga. I have been rebuilding my muscle mass. Now, I'm a little bit older than you, Vance. I'm 55. I'll be 56 in November. So,
oh, my goodness. You're like ancient.
I am. And my body's reacting that way to this love bug, I'm telling you. It really tore down my muscle mass. I literally lost 2.5 inches in my biceps. I lost 3 inches in my thighs. My calves didn't look like calves anymore. I mean, it really tore me down because when you become ill with this love bug, you're basically bedridden. You can't breathe. You move. And they say Navy SEALs that when they're stout, they did case studies that if they laid down and they put them in a bed to test this for 2 weeks, only 2 weeks. Remember, you're quarantined for 14 days with this love bug, that Navy SEALs completely reverse and deteriorate worse than when they started their Navy SEAL program. I was down for 6 weeks, even though they released me early because the love bug was getting better with the Neekin products. But the thing is what does it do adversely long term to your body?
Hey, and Carol, I wanna pause here because you're opening up a beautiful can of worms. First of all, and thank you for you. You did exactly what I asked in way less than 5 minutes, and I'm not timing you, but I want to point out something here that we often miss in the physical body that is really, really crucial. And I'm speaking from firsthand experience in the last 7 days. I didn't get bit with the love bug, as you describe it. I ate something that last Saturday morning. I reached out to a lot of wonderful people, and I could name, there were six or seven who said, Vance, what I would suggest is do this, do this, do this. And I literally took all those six or seven people's advice and morphed them and was doing them and modified so that I could recover faster because I don't have time. Nobody has time to be laid up. But as a first responder, I'm so glad I took that advice of doing what you're doing with a lot of the nutritionals and doing them in different ways. Here, let me put it this way, and I don't want to steal
it's
your
a rebuild.
Thunder. Mm-hmm. It is a rebuild because according to the Mayo Clinic website, the little bit of research that I did, if you're stricken with E. coli, I'm not saying that's what I had, but that I had a lot of those symptoms. So I, because I don't want to go to urgent care, I don't want to go to our local hospital, I don't want to play that game.
Especially this time period.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly, because they're going to say, hey, is it really serious? You need to go over there. We have dear friends. Let me put it to you this way. My wife had to go in for a routine test, physical, whatever it was, and it was brutal, emotionally and mentally and spiritually for her. So I don't want to play that game. I just thought, I can self-diagnose. I don't encourage people to do that. But here's my point. According to the Mayo Clinic website, there is no cure for E. coli poisoning other than these two things, rest and water.
Hydration.
Well, we got the best sleep system in the world. I knew that, the Niken Nature Rest Topper. We had one of those. And then, secondly, the waterfall. These are two solutions we already have in our home. So, but Carol, here you, and you know this too, because we've all seen the hydration charts. I have them up all over our fire station, and they no longer make fun of me. It took them a while. Now they get it, and they're going through more water. Unfortunately, they're still drinking bottled water because I haven't figured out how to not do the conflict of interest to get the waterfall units into the fire station. But anyhow.
Water bottles, the Niken run.
Right, exactly. I could not get enough water in my body to get hydrated last Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm pounding it down, and for some reason, whatever I had inside of me, it felt like you're old enough, since you already gave your age, to remember the movie Crocodile Dundee, right?
Yes.
Imagine a knife that big stuck in your abdomen and then someone twisting it. That's where I was 7 days ago. And all day Saturday, I would go a little bit and then I'd retreat back to the bedroom, which in our household with a 10-year-old, that's like stupid. I mean, I might as well just climbed in the back of my truck. That would have been more comfortable to find a quiet place to rest. I couldn't move. And I would lay down for a while, and then I'd get back up. I mean, it was brutal. Yeah. And some of you mom types are saying, Vance, why don't you take yourself to the ER? I already told you I'm not playing that game. Here's my point, Carol, because you bring this up. When life throws you a curveball, what do you do? Well, let's go back to nature.
Keep swinging.
You keep swinging, yeah. I will tell you that I followed the protocol of what I found online on how to deal with something that it was definitely in my head. I knew it wasn't my appendix, folks, because I'm looking right now. I looked down. I thought, oh, yeah, I've got that scar from when I was in second grade.
Here's another thing, Vance. You know, you're a firefighter and EMS. You know when it's not an appendix, besides having surgery. I've had surgery.
You only have one of them.
I already gave mine away.
So I knew that wasn't it. A dear friend said, well, Vance, it could be your gallbladder. You need to be careful because it could be your gallbladder. Okay. But that's not what I'm dealing with. Now, and maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong. I will be the first to admit, hey, I'd love to be wrong. But, Carol, you really helped me understand, and it's a great reminder for all of us. When you're dealing with something, and we see this a lot with autoimmune disorders, it starts to attack the muscle system, the structure of the body, and you just run out of energy. And that's the way I was. And here's my reason why. And then, Carol, I'm gonna go back to you and let you bring us up to speed on where you're at today. And if I didn't have this happen this week, which I was so grateful that today you decided to entertain us. Monday, here in our little area, we had a wind event that is very, very rare some of the meteorologists 48 hours earlier were saying, we've never seen any forecast models like this. One guy said, I've been predicting the weather for 30 years. We read his blog, and he said, we've never seen anything like this before. This could have catastrophic impact. Well, sure enough, fast forward to today, over 12% of the state of Oregon's population is now an evacuee. 12% because of wildfires. So much of our state, I think last night, 500,000 acres are on fire or have burned.
The thing that's blowing my mind about all that, too, is that there's actual deaths occurring with this fire you guys got going on, which is unheard of normally.
Normally people go, they heed the warnings, they go away. But on the flip side of it, and I'd love to say I was making this up, people, but last night on my seven minute commute home, all right, I passed two civilian checkpoints.
Wow.
Regular civilian. People I know, people I went to high school with, standing at crossroads with guns because they don't want people coming in and looting their homes.
Wow.
They don't want what we had happen yesterday, an actual grass fire, because somebody in a unnamed car was going around throwing fireworks out the car window.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, stupid is as stupid as. I get it. But that raises the stress level, so that whole healthy mind is now converging with healthy society. And we got people living on edge because we already played this game 3 years ago, folks. It was called the Eagle Creek Fire. It burned up 48,000 acres. And my family had to evacuate while I was playing firefighter. It's extremely stressful. So, Carol, when you look at that, I want to go back to what you're saying, talking about how the body can rebuild. We in no way are saying that if you use Niken products, it will heal you from anything.
Correct.
What we are saying,
just helping
what
you
I,
replenish.
There we go. We help. No, no, no. You use the magic word. We help the body help itself.
Right.
But we have to be willing.
Because we're depleted. And people need to understand, one, on a daily basis, because our food is horrible anyway, we're running on a deficit. Like you were explaining how you were so dehydrated. You know, you get one little bug, and it's just going to zap all your resources. And to replenish is sometimes really hard because the body is constantly fighting. Even though you're replenishing, sometimes, like you were saying, you had to really nail it. I had to do the same with the immunities whenever I got the love bug. But I have noticed that, you know, my body really is fighting to come back. And it is getting better. And the products are helping.
Well, the beautiful thing is that, and I never finished this, we had an unprecedented number of fire calls. And we live in a small little town. It's really small. But we set a record in less than 3 hours. We had 12 wind-related calls. A boat that took on water in the middle of the Columbia River because the swells were so big. That's in our jurisdiction. Got to go help rescue them. And 11 others in a less than 3 hour period of time. Trees coming down, knocking power lines down, they arc, a couple grass fires. But in that less than 3 hour period, our chief decided to be proactive. And here's something you've now done. Our family's been doing for 28 years now, coming up. We were proactive and we had a plan in place. We had the nutritional, we have everything in place. You can't attack this after the fact. You can. And fortunately for Niken, we can get products in as short as, well, you could pay extra and get them overnighted too. But priority mail, anything under a pound, you know, we get it in 2 to 3 days. Now it's a little longer because of COVID. The volume, Christmas time volume without the Christmas time help, that's what the post office keeps saying. But we can get products pretty quickly. But if Immunity and Lactoferrin are the two number one selling products, it's because people are realizing, well, we do have to build up our structure. And you said best, our food supply is already depleted. It's going to get worse, folks, because when the entire West Coast right now, thank you, Andy, by the way, for the text, over 1 million acres right now in the state of Oregon is on fire or has been burnt. So that affects agricultural issues. And that affects our food supply later down the road. It all gets impacted. Carol, wrap up our conversation for me if we could, because I know we got kind of a little bit distracted, but not really, because it all falls right into here. You have resumed teaching. I think you said that, or you texted that to
yes.
me as a
yes.
substitute teacher. So you're going right back into where you're
going into the fire.
like a good firefighter would, man. I'm going in, boys.
I'm going in deep.
but the protocols are different. Certain states, certain cities some are doing hybrid, some are doing online. Our family's doing all online, and it's beautiful at times, but not so beautiful in others.
Right.
What are you going to be doing differently this time around?
Well, one, I'm going to stay on my Immunity and my Lactoferrin and my KVB for sure, my Greenzymes. And I have my PiMag water. I actually take a big, huge jug every time I go. But the thing that's different is protocols in school. No teachers want to do the in-person. So there's a huge shortage, especially in Arizona, because we were so high risk for so long. They all decided to either retire or just not re-sign up on their contracts, and they're staying home teaching their children until the spring. So that'll be interesting to see what the next contract period is going to be this coming spring. But when the kids come into the class, they have to sanitize. They have to have a mask on. The desks have to be sanitized. Then when they leave, I have to sanitize the desks, make sure that they sanitize their hands on the way out, myself as well, and that's part of protocol. They also have desks now that are X'd out, so every other desk a child sits at when they're in class, and it's how they're doing it. It is a hybrid where one class is one day, the next day they go home and do it at home, but you get a whole new class the next day. So the teachers that are doing in person, like myself, literally has a classroom every day. So when you hear hybrid, one on, one off, the teachers don't have the off. They just have a different class because they're flip-flopping the students. So I do 4 days in person, and then I get to do 1 day remotely at home. To monitor all the Google class that they're doing. But I am the line of defense where I have to clean and sanitize. So I have doubled down on my Immunities in Lactoferrin and, of course, all the other vitamins and the Siaga and so forth. But it is literally running into the fire. They always say firefighters are running in when everybody's running out. And that's exactly what's happening in teaching today. It's going to be a yeah. whole different monster in the spring.
Yeah, no, and we have to adapt.
Yes, relevant.
We really do. Yeah,
you told me the other day that being relevant is where it's at, and we have to be relevant and Nikan as well. We have to adapt our approaches to the need.
Yeah. Well, and I have Brody Craney in my brain saying this quote, Wouldn't it be great if there was a company that created solutions and products? Wouldn't it be great?
We have that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because we really do. And it's not the end all. We don't make any claims like, yeah, you get this, you know, water unit, all of your hydration needs will be all taken care of. No, but I will say we've helped a lot of people.
Right.
And Carol, you're a perfect example. And I know what I went through, again, less than a week ago, and having to rebuild my body, because when it came crunch time, I wasn't keen on going to Monday night fire drill last Monday. Well, we don't have it. It was Labor Day. I forgot. But when the wind picked up, literally in an instant's notice, it just came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, okay, this is why the chief texted us earlier today and changed the protocol so we could be, literally, we manned our station. We're a volunteer. It's an unmanned station. And we sat there for about a five-hour period of time because the calls just kept coming in, and we literally were going out. And we have seven vehicles at our station, and it was beautiful the way, and we're not going to brag and say we prevented any fires in our area, but we definitely were more proactive on them.
That's amazing. Bless your soul.
And it was, yeah, well, it made sense. And I think what you're telling us is very similar to that. And I don't want to compare it all and dramatize it all, but what you're doing and what you've already done, returning to teaching, being able to be smarter this time so you don't get blindsided. And let me ask you this, because this is a question that comes up with people. When you're sanitizing and doing all that, do you wear rubber gloves
They did not provide them the first day, but I have just gotten my medical bag back together for my coaching because, you know, we're responsible to have our first aid kits and so forth. I filled that puppy up with gloves.
Yeah, they're really quite cheap.
Yeah.
It's a very wise thing to do. I have a bunch of them in my glove box. I mean, they're all over the place. So when you're using these toxic known chemicals, it's not a bad idea. Or wouldn't it
right.
be great if Nikan had a cleanser?
You know what? I took my hand sanitizer from Nikan because theirs was so nasty smelling. Ours is not very smelly good either, but I know it's good for us. And I trust Nikan with my life, you know, because they've helped me so many times. And then I wore my Nikan mask and, the little guys with the hands up, people, you know, humans being more, the kids are asking, you've got kids holding their hands up, you know, like questions, you know, when they raise their hands. And it's brought up quite a talk. And I've been able to explain to them, these masks are good for you. Well, it was funny. The principal on Tuesday, when it was their first day and they didn't have a teacher and I subbed, he's like, where do you get these masks? Parents are asking. So, you know, the kids were all novel about the mask just because of a picture on it. You know what I mean? And I correlated it to healthy body, healthy mind, you know, and I actually brought in the five pillars of health with that. And the kids were just like in awe about it. But yes, even the principal had asked me, what's that mean, Nikan? You know, but he said it Nikan, like the camera. And it's an opener. So if there's any teachers on the line, order a mask. And I do have the spray. And I do have the spray. And I do my personal desk with that spray. But they require the Virex in the schools by mandate with the CDC. I use the Nikan one on my own desk.
Right, right.
Just because I know I don't want to die of chemical exposure.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, you know, if you don't know, and again, people will say, oh no, the masks are, it's all propaganda. It's all political. It'll all go away on November 4th. Okay. That's fine. You can take that approach or you can Google it and do a little research. It's free. This thing called the internet. It's very easy to use and you can do your own research and then you make the best decision for yourself. But please don't become a narcissist. And be closed-minded,
right.
Remember? Open mind, open heart, and we can all learn a little bit. There's different types of masks. I wore a respirator yesterday on a roof.
Wow. Yeah.
So I could
You would
so
have
could
to
breathe.
Up there. Yes. You don't
well,
want one
yeah,
up there
it,
in the long run.
It changed as the wind conditions changed all day last yesterday. Sometimes I'd take it off, and I went, oh, I can smell. It's clean. And then a few minutes later, oh, put the mask back on, you know, because it just changed all day long. And I'm talking about wildfires. I'm not talking about being in a classroom where you're susceptible. So, Carol, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I know you're very active, and we didn't allow any time for Q&A, and we did this again. This is kind of like a repeat, you know, same song, same verse, a little bit louder, a little bit worse.
I hope we answered a lot of the questions while we talked. So.
I think so. I think so. And my phone's not blowing up, so that means I think you did, because usually by now people are asking this, that, and the other. But what I'd like to do again is in a few weeks' time, once school is in session for everybody across the country, because parents, grandparents, we all have questions, or maybe we don't, or maybe how could we be a better help to educate ourselves when we come across people who have kids and, you know, hey, what are you doing? Because Nikan has some simple solutions, not trying to sell anything, simply be a person.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off real quick, but there was another thing I wanted to do. Once I was getting going in the classroom because of the chemicals and constantly doing this, because each class is 40 minutes. So every 40 minutes we're sanitizing them desks and spraying this and the chemicals from the hand sanitizer. I wanted to get an air unit once I get the finances going again, because that's got to become balanced, because I hadn't worked since March 6th. And the unemployment thing's been really wonky. But I wanted to get one of those air filters for my classroom just to be able to keep the kids safer and myself. You know, and those are thoughts. When you're sanitizing your homes and so forth, the most chemical dangerous spot is your home. That is something to think about, too.
Can I just ask Carol a question? Are you able to open your windows in the class? Can you open your window in the classroom?
Some classrooms have them and some don't. I was fortunate on the first day to be able to do that, and I did. I cracked all the windows. And since I am traveling 4 hours round trip to my new teaching engagement in Prescott, it's really cold up there right now. And they're like, you'll just keep the heaters going. But, you know, they don't understand the safety aspects of it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that my new classroom on Tuesday will have open windows, because I will open them.
Well, I recently heard one of the doctors on TV saying, open your window 6 inches, just one window in your house if you're having people in, which I'm not. But if you, you know, to get the air cleaner, open a window 6 inches, one window.
Oh, amazing. I have not heard that. Thank you.
Yep.
Just taught me something. Thank you.
Well, Nancy, that you bring up such a beautiful question, because I'm envisioning, sorry, the hamster in Vance's brain is a little off. I'm envisioning, Carol, you teaching a classroom of kids who are dressed in full winter parkas, and all you see is the whites of their eyes because they're wearing their masks. And then they're wearing, you know, tunics, as they call them in Canada, and scarves and mittens, and they're all bundled up. And you're saying, well, kids, this is how we get to learn today. We got to open up all the windows. I understand it's snowing on the ground, you know, and it's 20 degrees outside. But we're going to open the windows, kids. And there'll be a hot chocolate break in a few minutes. But
apple cider in the back.
Exactly. No, but hey, one other firefighting truth here is that it's called ventilation, folks. You can ventilate a structure in a matter of seconds. And what Nancy brings up is a really, really valid point. When it comes to airborne diseases, toxins, issues, what I dealt with in my body a week ago, and I'm still recovering, was not an airborne thing. That was something on the food I ate. But what Carol and Nancy just brought up is when you ventilate out something, you can't do it with smoke in a wildfire, okay? So the entire West Coast, we're out, okay? It doesn't count for us. You don't want the smoke inside your home. You want to batten down the hatches. This is the opposite of that. You can ventilate really quickly by getting air moving and flowing. And most people know this, but some of us don't. So I didn't prior to being a firefighter. I didn't understand it at all. Houses, construction, everything is built this way, so things ventilate out. And with a, when you're not dealing with smoke, with a little bit of fresh air, you can cover a multitude of sins. So anyhow, Carol, you have been fantastic. Absolutely way over the top, way more than what I'd expected, just as you shared some of these bits. We will have you back in a few weeks to just open up. So folks, if you're listening now, via live or via the recording, either way, if you have a question like, oh, I wanted to ask that, well, just tuck it away. And when you see Carol's name listed again in the teaser, then you'll know, ooh, you know, welcome back, Carter. Ooh.
Yeah. You just dated yourself.
I know. See, but I know you're old enough because you already gave away your age. I know you're
right.
Old enough to remember that. Okay. Vinny Barbarino. Okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, he still had good hair.
Oh my goodness. So if you tuned in late, Carol Noble has been our guest. Saturday AM Live 2020 recordings is where you'll find this recording if it's useful to be able to share with other people. Mary Bowser, I refer to her as Professor Mary Bowser, retired teacher from Shenandoah State University, will be with us next Saturday talking about hydration for hibernation. Okay,
oh,
as
nice.
We transition. Yeah, great title, huh? I didn't,
yeah.
Trust me, I didn't come up with it. I wanted to steal it, but I thought, wow, that's good. Anyhow, she's done a couple presentations on this subject. And she will be with us. And then 2 weeks from today, let me see if I can get my fingers to work here. I put this in my phone so I can actually sound like I'm somewhat organized. But 2 weeks from today, Ron and Renee, who are longtime Nikonites, and I don't even know how to describe them, but this wonderful couple is going to be sharing their life journey with Nikon, and it's going to be a real treat. So, anyways, that's who's on tap for the next 2 weeks. Carol, thank you again. Have a truly, truly blessed day. And I look forward to having you back again, so it'll be way less of Vance pontificating and more of you, and I'll just shut up, and people can fire questions like Nancy. And Nancy, you did the right thing by sneaking in there. You know, that was kind of – because you know how hard it is to – get past Vance. Because Vance likes to talk. So, anyways, thank you again, everybody.
To learn more about Nikon, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.